for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10. I'm Sasha Shipway. This week, we've been following the Netball Performance League, speaking to Sarah Bayman about her appointment as Director of Netball at Loughborough Lightning, and chatting to Welsh captain Susie Drain about last season. You can check everything out online on our website, thenetballshow.co.uk, including more information about the Netball Tots initiative from Welsh Netball. Plus, we have a new section about London Pulse, who have just joined the Super League. First up, here's some news from the week. Funding for women in sport in Northern Ireland has been doubled. You can find out more about how it will benefit netball on our website. The Leeds Rhino Information event was a huge success, with over 250 people attending. And in the Netball Performance League, Manchester Thunder won the under-17 and the under-21 sections of the tournament. Meanwhile, London Pulse won the under-19 section. Congratulations to those teams for becoming 2018 champions. Plus, with netball events coming up, on Saturday the 13th of October, you can watch this year's Fast Five All-Stars event. It'll take place at the Copperbox Arena from 1 till 6 p.m. Loughborough Lightning are the current champions, and we absolutely loved the event last year. It's great fun to watch our favourite Super League shooters net those 5-point shots. First this week, Welsh Netball launched Netball Tots, and they mean business because it's already registered. Welsh captain Susie Drain tells us more and looks back on last season at Celtic Dragons.
Susie, before we look at Netball Tots, I wanted to say congratulations and look at the award you recently won. What is the Honorary Fellowship for Services to Sport in Wales? And how do you feel after winning an award like this?
I was absolutely overwhelmed by being awarded an honorary fellowship by the MPTC Group of Colleges for Services to Sport. It's really, really important for me to be recognised as a female in my contributions to sport, and hopefully that will continue, and I'm going to be active with working with them and making sure that hopefully as many females can be attracted to all kinds of levels of sport as possible.
And it's been a few months now, but what are those memories of the Commonwealth Games like? Something a little bit special every time you look back at the pictures?
The Commonwealth Games over in the Gold Coast was one of the best competitions I've been to. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience over there, and kind of 3 months looking back, my first day on annual leave, and it's really something special that I can be very proud to be a part of the Team Wales team overall, but also the netball team, and to have lined up alongside some very special people as well, and the management as well, and they really made that experience for me and for us as a team.
It was a mixed season, to say the least, for Dragons, but how great was that learning experience when Julie came over? What did you and the rest of the team get out of it personally?
I was trying to look at change in a positive light and look at what opportunities that brings. It was really positive. We got a good couple of wins under our belt as we were heading off to Gold Coast. And Julie came in and brought refreshed energy and positivity and a slightly different focus. And also with Nat and Lavinia as well coming in as to make up our management team, they brought in fresh energy too. So it was a really positive time.
Quite often the table doesn't reflect the games. Was there maybe a bit more of that last season?
There were a few games that we were really disappointed to have not come away with the win. And actually, we felt that our performances probably were not reflective of the scores. In particular, a game that stands out for me is the first Northumbria game at home. And the first game we had back after coming from the Gold Coast. And that one, on reflection, it was a tough one to take. And, you know, we were disappointed to have come away with a bit of a lead from the Sirens games as well, and you know, we are closer to these teams, and that's what we need to be focusing on for the 2019 season.
I could never possibly imagine what it was like playing through the latter part of the season. the rumours were flying around all over the place about the future. Was that hard to take, and how did you and the rest of the girls deal with this?
Yeah, it wasn't the easiest time point where we knew that there were decisions being made behind the scenes and we were still trying to compete. And that individually and as a team is really tough, but we have to have the same mindset with every game. You have to be focused, you have to go in, you want to perform first and foremost, and then inevitably you want to get the results. And we probably didn't quite get those results that we wanted to get, but... you know, all credit to our management team and the people behind the scenes who worked absolutely fantastically well to make sure this Dragons franchise remained in the league this year. So we're really grateful and thankful to those guys.
Anyway, let's look at Netball Tots, ages 3 to 6. And I suppose it's about getting a passion for sport from an early age.
Absolutely. Netball Tots is for 3 to 6 year olds, and it's about becoming active or engaged in physical activity and sport from a young age. And actually, it's building that awareness of netball, but it's making sure that people are physically active somewhere and you know, kind of bringing those children, boys and girls, through to then be able to go into whichever sports they want. Obviously, we want some of them to stay in netball, but, you know, should they want to then go into tennis or gymnastics or wherever, they have that starting point.
Yeah, and long term, 15 years down the line, that's one mean looking Welsh team. And we've got the mascot. There's plenty of colour and lots of activities planned over the next couple of months.
Loved the new resources, so bib, the mascot, the colourful colouring books, the stickers, really engaging. And actually, not just the kids, the mums, I was really impressed with them, so I can see this being a really successful programme for Welsh Netball, but also beyond. And hopefully we'll get the buy-in and the partnership work of different governing bodies to help with this rollout of the Netball Tots programme and ultimately physical literacy as well.
It was launched at the Royal Welsh Show. So how did people take it on the day?
It was really positive, the reaction to the launch on the day. We had lots of children coming up. They wanted to know, and parents. The children wanted to see the resources more, inevitably, because they were colourful and they were engaging. And the parents wanted to know more about what it was that was going on, and also where they could find their nearest Netball Tots sessions as well.
And it was a warm day, so the important question I need to know is, what colour slush puppy did you get? Or was it just that ice cream that we saw?
No slush puppy for me, but actually I got a blueberry ripple. I'd never seen it before. I love blueberries, so it was something that I had to try when I was coming away from the show, but it was delicious.
I just need to say thanks for what you do for the sport there. You've easily got a couple of seasons in you yet. So don't be getting any daft ideas in the next couple of months, all right?
Well, thank you very much. That does mean a lot. And we're really, really grateful that we get the opportunity from yourself to come on and, you know, and respond to your questions, but also just have open discussions which are positive. And we know that sport has their ups and downs, but we're all in this game for the same reason. We all want to win, and unfortunately, we all can't win all of the time. But it's really, really, we're really grateful that you present us with the opportunities to come on and hopefully inspire others to become physically active, be ambitious, and go for what they want to achieve in life.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's the Netball Show with Viper 10. It's been a few weeks since we found out the big news that Sara Bayman is the new Director of Netball at Lightning.
Sara, on the site we put Director of Netball. Were you happy about that, seeing that in print?
Yeah, it's all becoming pretty real now, so it is exciting, you know, to be leading a programme as successful as Loughborough's and with the talent that they've got. Yes, it's definitely an exciting challenge for me.
Had it almost arrived at the right time? Was your mind made up that your playing days were perhaps over at the end of Sirens?
Yeah, you know it's right because everything kind of falls into place. I'd pretty much decided that I wasn't going to play after Sirens, just because I was thinking about it and just good. And I think when that's the case, you know you can't, because the motivation, the decision, this opportunity came up, and I was like, you know, it's definitely some sort of sign, this. And yeah, after having spoken to Liv Murphy and some other people at Loughborough, was just really impressed with the setup that they've got there and the support that they put around the staff and the players, and yeah, just really keen to be involved.
So you're going to be a director of netball doing that corporate side of things and not naming yourself on the bench?
No. Oh. I'm definitely going to be hands-on coaching and at trainings and on the bench. So yeah, still kind of in the thick of it.
Lightning have got that solid structure in place anyway, so I think online Denise from the BBC put it's going to be a baptism of fire. Is that maybe why the challenge was right, ideally timed?
I think it is and it isn't. You know, it's there's a lot of pressure on the job because Lightning have been successful in recent times. Support a coach or a director of netball as well as Lightning can with the infrastructure they've got around it. So, yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a tough gig. Your first one sort of moving out of playing and into management, but I'm really confident.
Certainly something that I have every faith that somebody like you will thrive on. And from people who are involved with the pathways and things like that, they now see the fact that it's you as director of netball. That's going to be a bit of an advantage, to say the least.
Well, I hope so. That's the idea. You know, I came through England's pathway as a youngster, and it looks very different now, but I hope that having me there as someone visible, and also the Super League players around, as something to aspire to, and a clear pathway through to the Super League and ultimately international honours, is going to be something that inspires these youngsters.
And you're going to be involved with their books as well, so that's going to be nice working alongside Emily.
Yeah. No, it is. Books is an exciting competition, one that all university students, I think, are excited to play, and produces a lot of talent. And with Loughborough being a side based out of university, it's an important part of the programme. Emily's a really exciting coach, someone I think I can learn some things from.
And Lightning have a strong structure in their team already in place. I mean, a word on people like Nat Panagari as leader?
Yeah, I mean, part of Lightning's success is that they've been able to keep a core group of players, and that'll be number one on my priority list going in, that we're able to keep that core group together. Nat Panagari's been an incredible leader for Loughborough. I think someone that everyone in the team looks to, is a real motivator in the middle of the court for them. And so, yeah, like I say, we'll try and keep our best talent, try and recruit well in the off season, and hopefully put players and structures around that so that we can be really competitive again in 2019.
And you've got that squad, but you maybe don't want to change it too much.
No, like I think, having seen the struggles of Stars and Sirens coming into the league new, I think a major part of that is that you're trying to put a load of new players together and make them into a team. And generally the most successful teams are the ones that are pretty stable and have minimal changes. So, you know, there's always going to be changes, but we'll be looking to add some quality where there are changes. And like I said, keep the core of that group together if we can.
So you've gone from your beach residence to your log cabin, and now you've gone back to student digs? The life of a director of netball.
No, I mean, that's definitely not part of the deal. And, as fun as my student days were, I think that was only something that you can live through once, and my health and my liver can't take that again. So, nah, definitely adult accommodation only.
It's exciting news. When do you start, or have you already started?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of recruitment work going on now. I'm keen to get the squad, so then the planning
More
can
news
start.
To follow.
But that'll only be for me for a few weeks, then I go on holiday, and then September's when the real fun begins.
Great news, and it's something I expect you just can't wait to get started.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm a bit worried how much of a geek I'm going to turn into with all the excitement around planning and mapping the season out. So, yeah, watch this space.
Well, we don't mind buying you some pencils or some notepads, so just let us know if you run out.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks. Stationery supplies, great.
Well, she's played at the highest level and we can't wait to see what's in store for next season for Lightning. Have your say on the UK's latest netball news, and if there's anything exciting happening with your club, send us a tweet at The Netball Show. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with 5 for 10.